Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
To Kabul, Afghanistan now, for the funeral of former President Burhanuddin Rabbani. The president was assassinated, killed by a suicide bomber on Tuesday. He was the chairman of Afghanistan's High Peace Council and a hugely influential person in Afghanistan. David Loin is with us, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He's the author of In Afghanistan, 200 Years of British, Russian, and American Occupation. David, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
So first of all, give us a sense of the security measures and the sort of emotional qualities associated with this funeral. And then there's also some tensions associated with some remarks made yesterday in Washington that I want to talk to you about. First, the funeral.
Well, I've never seen security tighter in the city, capital city, Kabul, John. The Americans kept well out of it, a couple of Black Hawk helicopters occasionally taking a look, but otherwise the city was completely locked down, no traffic moving on the roads other than those people who had a pass to go first to the presidential palace, and then a few of them went up to the hill. Really two events. One high ceremonial, the dignified event inside the presidential palace, a brief speech by President Karzai for this former president of the country himself, Dr. Rabbani, who was briefly president in 1992, but most significantly the founder of the Afghan Mujahideen, the Islamic guerrillas who defeated the Russians in the 1980s. President Karzai said his works for peace would continue, but the war would go on as well. They needed to defeat the Taliban by force as well as talking peace. And then the second event, chaos and passion, completely different atmosphere, on a hilltop where the burial site was prepared. Other veteran Mujahideen leaders there, comrades of his from the war against Russia, thousands of people jostling to try and touch the Afghan flag on the coffin as it was forced through the crowd and then buried in the ground.
It's David Loin, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, talking about the funeral for Burhanuddin Rabbani, the president assassinated by a suicide bomber on Tuesday. A comment, if you would, David Loin, on Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Okay, he's on the way out of his job, but he said yesterday that Pakistan was actively involved in the attack on the U.S. embassy in Kabul recently, and that suggests that Pakistan is actively working inside Afghanistan against U.S. forces. Is that a bombshell, or are Afghanis saying, we told you so?
Well, it's certainly what Afghan officials have been telling the Americans. But the Americans now have other officials in Kabul have been telling me this in recent days. Clear evidence that the attack on the U.S. embassy a week or so ago was controlled from Pakistan. That a guerrilla faction called the Haqqani Network, who are allied to the Taliban but not under the control of the Taliban, carried out this very high-profile attack. And I have to say, Mike Mullen's comments talking about them as a veritable arm of Pakistani intelligence have significantly heightened tensions in the region.
And what about on the ground in Afghanistan before we go?
Well, I think there is going to be a major discussion now between this government and Pakistan over what happens in the future. Pakistan didn't send their prime minister to the funeral of former President Rabbani, but if it turns out that they were implicated in that as well, that this was the Haqqani faction as well, that they directed the killing of an Afghan peace negotiator, then I think the relations between these two countries could not be worse. And as you say, Pakistan, a big recipient of U.S. aid and U.S. military aid, too.
A huge bombshell there outlined potentially by David Loin, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, author of In Afghanistan, 200 Years of British, Russian, and American Occupation. Thank you, David.